Harper Audio presents The Cabin at the End of the World, a novel by Paul Tremblay. Read by Amy Landon. Then, back in the ground, we look at our hands and wonder aloud, could anyone choose to die? In the end, everybody wins. In the end, everybody wins. Future of the Left, the house that Hope built. Meanwhile, planes drop from the sky, people disappear and bullets fly. Wouldn't be surprised if they have their way. Tastes just like chicken, they say. Clutch, Animal Farm. Because when the blanket of death came for us, we kicked it off and were left naked and shivering in the world. Nadia Bulkin, 7 minutes in heaven. She said, destroy. Come and see. 1. When. The girl with the dark hair walks down the wooden front stairs and lowers herself into the yellowing lagoon of ankle-high grass. A warm breeze ripples through the blades, leaves, and crab-like petals of clover flowers. She studies the front yard, watching for the twitchy mechanical motion and frantic jumps of grasshoppers. The glass jar cradled against her chest smells faintly of grape jelly and is sticky on the inside. She unscrews the aerated lid.